the holding periodically of fire drills to completely evacuate the building. When having these fire drills, it is a good idea from time to time to have one of the exits marked unusable, so employees that would normally use that particular exit would have to find an alternative one. Now, when you are holding these fire drills, they should be held as if a fire is actually taking place. I would like to tell you of an experience I had when I was on an inspection work. I went to a particular school in Vancouver and saw the principal and told him that I wished to have a fire drill that particular day. We didn't want the rest of the teachers to be aware of the fact that a fire drill was going to take place. So we had a bit of a conversation before the drill, and he said, well, he had his drills well organized. He had two types of drills. On dry days, he rang the bell in a certain manner, and the pupils completely cleared the building. But on wet days, he rang a different type of bell, and they just went to the doorways and stood in the hall. They didn't completely go out of the building. However, you can well imagine with a great number of pupils in the school, if this occurred, the hallways would be full. Well, I said to him, well, I didn't think that was a good idea. I said, I thought that the only type of drill they should have, even if they confined their drills to dry days, would be the type where they all cleared the building. So he was quite dogmatic about his type of drills, and so we had the drill that day. And it was a dry day. He rang the bell for the children to clear the building. Well, you can guess what happened. They didn't clear the building. They went to the doorways and all stood inside the building. Now he says, I can't understand this. It's never happened before. But that could have been the time that a fire actually was happening in the building. So whenever you have drills, make sure that they're run off as if an actual fire was taking place. Now, when carrying out the inspection work that I spoke about, make sure that there is not some working area or some room that employees could become trapped in. Don't just look at the overall picture. Take each room and working area into consideration. Let me explain this further. I was carrying out an inspection on a particular building and found the following situation. The company that occupied the building, since having their last inspection, had branched out into producing a new line. The employees, which were 20 in all that were involved in turning out this new line, worked in a room about 40 by 30 feet square. On one end of this room were windows over which were iron bars, probably for anti-burglary purposes. On the other end of the room was a single doorway to enter and leave the room by. Immediately alongside of this doorway, a small spray booth had been installed, and the type of chemical that they were using in spraying was very inflammable. Here then was the setup to trap these 20 men. Great possibilities of a flash fire occurring around this spray booth which would probably involve the door, not allowing the men to get out that way. The only other way out was the windows, or would have been the windows, but they were covered with iron bars. Now that is why I point out that you must consider every working area, every room. The rest of the building in this particular case was well equipped with exits or means of egress. But this one particular room was, to a certain extent, a fire trap. Now, in closing, I would like to offer a piece of advice to those that may do a certain amount of traveling. Remember that regulations vary in different parts of the country. For your own safety, if you book into a hotel or visit a place of entertainment or any other place of public assembly while traveling, check and see that there are adequate means of escape. When you sit down in a theater, take a look and see where those exit signs are. People have a great habit in times of emergency of trying to go out the way they came in, which sometimes is the longest route. If you're in the northeast corner of a theater, there's probably an emergency exit in that northeast corner. If you've taken a few minutes to observe, if some emergency arises, that is the exit you will probably get out with the least effort. I know of salesmen who do a great amount of traveling that from time to time may have to stay in some old frame hotel in a rural area. It's probably put up before good existing fire regulations that carry a good strong piece of 75-foot, 100-foot sash cord. They will never book into a room in one of these hotels unless their good strong sash cord can reach the ground. If they go into a hotel in a city that they know is modern and up to date, equipped with good means of egress, well, that's fine. They are using their heads. Thank you.